AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Four people have been killed in a shooting in the small town of Malta, Georgia, a state where five people were shot yesterday at a medical complex in Atlanta. That's where Mayor Andre Dickens decried the gun violence on WSB-TV.
We need more actions about the rights of our citizens to go about their lives, to be able to go to a doctor's office, to a supermarket, to a gas station, or to their school without the threat of being gunned down.
In today's shooting in Malta, authorities say that a man shot his mother to death, his grandmother next door, and then went to a McDonald's where he killed a worker and then himself. The autopsy report's just been released for Memphis police beating victim Tyree Nichols. The coroner finds extensive head trauma from the abuse that was caught on videotape in January. Five former officers are charged. The leader of a right-wing conspiracy group, the Proud Boys, has been convicted of seditious conspiracy in the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. Here's our Mike Balsamo.
This is a major victory for the U.S. Department of Justice in connection with extremists who stormed the U.S. Capitol, who had plotted to try to overthrow the government or obstruct an official proceeding.
A new warning for the owners of older BMWs over the risk of exploding airbags, our Rita Foley reports.
These are some vehicles from the 2000 through 2006 model years. BMW is warning that the airbags might explode in a crash. Don't drive them. Repairs are available free. So is towing.
California lawmakers have agreed to loan $150 million to financially distressed hospitals. Ed Sheeran has won in a copyright lawsuit filed against him for the song Thinking Out Loud.
Will never allow myself to be a piggy bank for anyone to shake.
This is AP News. Russia's accusing the U.S. of being involved in a purported drone strike on the Kremlin.
Moscow alleges it was a bid to assassinate Vladimir Putin, whose spokesman says decisions on terror attacks are not made in Kyiv, but rather in Washington. Dmitry Peskov says Ukraine then does what it's told to do, and at the White House.
We're still trying to gather information about what happened, and we just don't have conclusive evidence one way or the other.
Though National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says one thing is for certain.
The United States was not involved in this incident in any way, contrary to Mr. Peskov's lies.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Department of Justice is accusing the state of Alabama of engaging in a pattern of inaction and neglect when it comes to raw sewage for residents in Lowndes County near Selma. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.